This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
1984 is 1770 to the Alex Jones Show.
We got 5 minutes left with Mancow, and our next guest is going to be joining us. This is going to be, again, a very powerful broadcast the next 3 hours. We're now into hour two. Mancow, we're going to hit R. Kelly. We're going to hit the Oscars. You want to also get into AOC and her thing about not having kids. So give us your view on, and you were correcting me off air. I read somewhere white girls, black girls, whatever. But, yeah, he likes 13-year-old girls with braces. And he likes to urinate on them. Now, Trump's been blamed with this. They admit that's fake now. That's not true. Trump's a germaphobe, by the way. He's the opposite of that. But how has this guy gotten away with this long?
Because he's a star and he's part of the system. Look, I've seen him in church a couple of times where I go to church. I saw him in the guy Steve Muncy's church. He's a talented guy. I know that's been lost, and I don't really care. Look, I believe in the death penalty. That's Mancow's law. I believe in the death penalty for pedophiles. I've got two 13-year-old daughters, but the guy's a celebrity. He's been able, what he does is he you know, they do the rope-a-dope. They keep everybody busy for 5 or 6 years. These girls look older in court, and then he moves on.
But he got away with it because he was a Chicago insider.
Well, and he had money, man. He had money. He picks up these poor girls that come from nothing. They don't have any money. And he's got a ton of cash to throw around, or at least he did, and he walks free. And he's using these, you know, these kids as toilets. He's a real vile human being. Oh, by the way, you should get his manager on, who I had on, who said he's demonically possessed. And the guy's real serious. Look, as you've said before, this pedophilia, this is not a sexual thing. If a priest could have sex, he would have sex with women. They always say, oh, a priest could have sex, they wouldn't.
It's about defiling children and sucking their energy. So these girls think it's great. All of a sudden they're there. He's drugging them. He's pissing on them.
No. Look, he's degrading women and crushing their soul, these little girls. Nobody's talking about it. The manager said it. He is demonically possessed. He heard R. Kelly speak in a demon's voice. And this is not a sexual thing. This is a satanic thing. And people need to understand. Even the Pope. I mean, the Pope agrees with you, Alex.
That's right. The Pope has now said that the rape of children is like human sacrifice is demonic. But then he separately lets the archdiocese cover up the rapes.
I mean, you know, the fact that this is still being debated. I mean, we've heard this our whole life. What are they waiting for? It's 2019. I don't care if you're a priest or not. We need to start executing pedophiles. That's, come on. These guys, or at least castrate them. For God's sake.
And that's the religion of Hollywood and all of this. I've talked to high-level folks in Hollywood. They said, listen, pedophilia is rampant. And it's all about screwing kids up. It's all about hurting them. I mean, you think peeing on them, that's something I guess he was taught by some of their devil worshiper. They like to make little kids eat feces. They like to put them in cages till they're begging for mommy, and in 3 or 4 days they crap and make them eat feces.
Have you followed this, this Bohemian Rhapsody director? They're running from him. They don't want his name out there. But the guy that directed Bohemian Rhapsody, this Bryan Singer, this is going back to the movie, Powder. This guy's had a long history of being a creep, but he makes money, so they keep paying him. It's really something, and it's no wonder people are not supporting Hollywood like
these demons wanted to base children with their purity and their potential for the whole universe. They want to ruin their lives. They want to screw them up. That's their most cherished thing. And I'm sorry to talk like this. I found a video, in fact, I think it was producers, of me 10 years ago saying devil worshippers drink children's blood. They call it ambrosia. Now, that's in the text. Now the company that gets children's blood for rich people is called Ambrosia, Mancow. I'm right again.
Wow. The whole spirit cooking thing, it's all very creepy. And as you know, they prefer male children before the age of 13. That's why the age 13 little men has been significant forever. And that's why this whole Jeffrey Epstein cover-up is so vile. And
that's right. Mancow, God bless you. We'll air your podcast. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Caitlin Bennett is going to be joining us here in a few minutes. She's her own reporter. She's the Penn State gun girl. But she also does a lot of reporting for InfoWars.com. We're very, very honored to have her on air with us. In fact, I told her, I said, listen, we want to pay you to do your reports and finance you and support you and help you, but I don't want you to get banned or blackballed for being associated with InfoWars. She said, well, the only way I'll work with InfoWars is if I can say I'm with InfoWars. So she can go out there and face the libtards, face their fascism, face their threats, and face the censorship. And so she's bold, and I understand her thought process. So we appreciate her. It's the same way with Millie Weaver, because I don't really tell reporters what to do around here. I try to let them go because I know they're good people and just turn them loose. But she's really right. If we don't all stand up for each other, we're all going to lose our free speech. And that's why coming up in the next hour, this Tommy Robinson interview, ladies and gentlemen, is as big as it gets. And that's why within a few hours of it getting 1.5 million views on Instagram and on Facebook, his accounts were deleted. The British folk hero that exposed the giant Islamic child kidnapping rings. That's all been confirmed, thousands of convictions. Instead of getting national awards, he's been thrown in prison twice. And physically attacked all over the street by professors dressed up as Antifa. But this new video is posted on InfoWars.com. We put that back on screen. Thank you. Tommy Robinson documentary, hashtag panodrama, being blocked everywhere. Free speech and crosshairs as globalist corporations move to silence independent voices. Now, that's one of the earlier posts from today. I went in and wrote one earlier. I would imagine it's on InfoWars.com. Let's see. Maybe just put the first page of InfoWars.com. And NewsWars.com is the one you want to send out because it's not as censored or blocked as much. And scroll down there for me. Thank you. And go through the little blocks there because I'm going to plug it now. And so it's posted in full from the YouTube version there on the site. And we need people to go get it and get it out to everybody they know. There it is right at the top, exactly. Right there in the center column. Let's go back to NewsWars.com. Tommy Robinson documentary, hashtag panodrama. Being blocked everywhere. Well, that's not what I wrote. But it's. I'm not mad. I'm just doing too much here. And I'm going to recap. Probably going to rebroadcast for a while and come back. That's what I'm going to come back to Caitlin Bennett. Because I got to go deal with this. This is really critical. This is critical. Critical. That we say we have the banned video so people get it. That's what the victory is. We have to say, here it is. Get it while you can. Because this is a major intelligence operation to shut down the independent media in this country and in the UK. And we have them caught trying to set him up for sexual assault and crimes. We have them. It's funded by Soros. This will bring them down. This torpedo, if loaded in a tube of the submarine and fired at the enemy, dead broadside, will blow them to hell politically and sink them. Let's use a Hobbit analogy of the Black Arrow and Smaug. But we have to tell people. We have to tell them that they are afraid of this film. They're trying to block it. They're trying to block it. This is the proof of what they're doing to us, what they're doing to Tommy, what they did to Kavanaugh. This is the proof. So I'm going to go to rebroadcast. Until the next segment, bring Caitlin back. She's awesome. Global bombshell. BBC caught working with MI5 to frame and imprison journalists. No, that's the name of the live feed show. The YouTube is posted on both those pages. But there's another page that says, see the banned Panorama film exposing the BBC and MI5 trying to imprison journalists. That's the headline. And I'm not mad at the crew. What happens is I get so much energy on the show, like kind of a race car engine, I over-rev. Because we're having victory after victory after victory. Behind the scenes, let me tell you, we're having huge victories come in, and it'll soon all be announced. Devastation of the globalists, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to you taking action. But, so she can comment on it when we come back, because you've got so many irons in the fire. Leftists saying, universities saying, put Trump supporters in re-education camps. That video was on drudgereport.com yesterday. He's gone on Logan's Big Giant podcast, reaching tens of millions a few days ago. That's gone viral. She went out and showed how out of 50-something people, two people knew who the president was, or that he was 45th president. All of that. So there's so much to cover. But the big one is the black Israelites, the same sect that was attacking the Covington kids, that the Native Americans said he was protecting the big black men, middle-aged black men and others, from the little kids. So I thought we'd play you a few minutes of this. It goes on and on and on, saying that she's white, so she needs to be killed. And this is who the mainstream media defends. They know full well who the black Israelites are. They've been around for decades. You know, I walked out of a mall in Houston. They're like, it's Alex Jones, the devil man who'll soon be killed. God will kill him. Soon he will be murdered. The time is coming. His intestines will be strewn across the planet. So let's go out to break with like 4 or 5 minutes of that. We'll come back with Caitlin Bennett. Here it is.
God said to prepare your butts for slaughter.
Does he deserve to die?
Yeah, can you just like explain, I guess, what you're doing or what your group represents?
Okay, according to the Bible, black people, Hispanic people, Native American Indians, we are the 12 lost tribes of the nation of Israel, according to biblical history, world history, and archaeology, so on and so forth, man.
So what does your group represent? What's your message? If you could give your message in one sentence, what would it be?
The message in one sentence is that we are the chosen people of God in Christ. Christ is a black man, according to the Bible. Christ is very, very upset with America because what America did to God's chosen people. And Christ going to come back with the angels, what they call UFOs, really that beagles are the angels, what they call UFOs. Christ going to come back in the chariots to deliver the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel from this current captivity that we're in.
Okay, and what is your group called?
We are the Hebrew Israelites according to the Bible.
Is this the group that was at the Covington Catholic controversy telling the white kids there that their intestines should be strewn all over the ground? Is this the same group?
We are not the same group, but we all teach and use the Bible to back up what we're saying. So they use the Bible, we use the Bible. You see what I'm saying? So we scattered to the four corners of the earth, teaching the word of God according to the Bible. You see what I'm saying? That's what we're teaching. So the truth is, give me a scripture. Go back to Isaiah 8.
So they were also black Hebrew Israelites. Were they not the same group?
Can I say this? It's not black Hebrew Israelites. We are Hebrew Israelites.
Okay. Was that not the same group involved in that Covington case at the Washington, D.C. Memorial? Was that not the same group?
We're not the same group, but we know them. And we're affiliated.
Will you disavow the things that they said to those white kids?
What things are you talking about? Disavow what?
They said that they were incest. They were cousin f***. They're going to hell. They said that their intestines should be strewn across the floor. Can you disavow those statements?
Give me Isaiah 14:21.
Will you just disavow? Will you disavow that they told those teenage kids that their intestines should be strewn across the floor?
We'll see what God got to say, okay?
Will you disavow it? Someone that knows them.
We represent God. We know them. They represent God. So we're going to read to you what God got to say, okay?
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Prepare slaughter for his children.
God said prepare slaughter for his children. We in the Caucasian race, prepare slaughter for their children. Go ahead.
For the iniquity of their fathers.
For what your forefathers did during the time of
slavery. So you won't disavow it. You think it's okay to say that to teenagers?
Go ahead.
That they do not rise, uh-huh. nor possess the land, uh-huh. nor fill the face of the world with cities.
Now give me Luke.
I'm going to take that as a yes. You guys think it's okay to say that. I just want a yes or a no. Yes or no. Yes or no. Do you think it's okay to treat them like that? Yes or no?
Listen, look at that sign down there.
I'm going to take that as a no. I'm going to take that as a no. I'm going to take that as a no. That's gross. You won't disavow the people. Can you disavow it?
Was not the black people during the time of slavery, was not their children used for alligator bait? Was not their children's fingers cut off?
I am asking if it's okay that someone you know that's in your organization told these teenagers. Well, I will answer your question.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late.
800-213-9264.
Information war, it's Alex Jones.
Next hour, we're going to air the verboten first salvo in three Tommy Robinson documentaries that are coming out. Panodrama, a takeoff on the name of the BBC show Panorama, one of their top shows, caught trying to frame Tommy for sexual assault. It's unbelievable. And they've got two more salvos coming out, even worse. Now, why is it important? It's the exact same model. We even have the secret documents. We're going to be covering it. It's all Soros funded. It's the same model used by Media Matters here. And it is beyond organized crime. It is intelligence agency tactics used to take down other countries. Totally illegal. Incredible scandal. That's coming up. Caitlin Bennett, again, is on fire with all the great work she's doing. She doesn't like to rattle off all of her achievements, but again, I'm not against Fox News. I'm not against Turning Point USA, but they all work the same. They get people in a stable, and they basically just control them, and they go out and do some good work, but then you control the whole movement, control the whole spectrum. And that's just how those groups work. They do good work, and they wanted to get her on board and all the rest of it. She approached InfoWars. She's been a guest on, very familiar to work, but now it seems like when they, then some of these groups will use surrogates to ridicule her and attack her and make fun of her. When people like the fact that, I wouldn't call her provincial, she's pretty sophisticated, but she has a provincial side, so do I. Kind of a countryside, that they made a big joke out of it and tried to, like, make her go cry in the corner. Instead, you've gone from being really good to awesome. I mean, everybody's just sitting back with marvel at how just every day, two or three bombshells. What happened to you, girl?
Well, thank you. Well, basically, I like to take the energy that the negative energy that people throw at me, like, they try to lie about me or they try to make me feel bad because I don't do things the way that they want me to. I don't spread the message the way they want me to. So I take that negative energy and I just focus it into how do I prove them wrong that I'm not doing good things. And then I come out on top every single time and, you know, it's working. And I'm so proud. I'm proud of myself that I'm able to do it.
Well, that's right, and everything you do goes viral.
Almost everything. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's because people hate me so much they can't stop looking at my stuff, or if, you know, somewhere out there I am impacting the silent majority and they're sharing my things. So, you know, somewhere along the lines it's happening, and that's all that matters is that people are seeing me expose the left.
Let's talk about the black Israelites, because I've run into them for 20 years, and you know, because I'm against black genocide of black people, they'll say, well, you've got some Native American, don't you? Well, we're not going to have to kill you. And I say, listen, you're no different than the Nazis. You just don't have a big army. And this is the same crap where every group always says this. And you're shameful. You're absolutely shameful. And I don't have time to play the whole 10-minute video. People can go watch it at InfoWars.com. It's riveting stuff. I just don't want to hear it again. About a cave dweller, you're going to be killed. And it's just like, it's so ridiculous. But because they're leftist and they're black, they think they can just say white people are inherently evil. And then he's like, oh, well, you're white. All whites own slaves. 2% of people here before 1867 had any slave holdings, 2%. So 98% didn't. And then most of the population moved here after the Civil War. That's when we had the explosion, the quadrupling. And so people in Europe were serfs. They were slaves on the land or from Russia. And so the idea that white people all are guilty because some white people hundreds of years ago did something is crazy. But the left is adopting it where, again, if your neighbor does something wrong, well, then you're in trouble. That's what the Soviet Union did. That's what Hitler did. If somebody shot an army officer in the German military in World War II in Poland or Russia, they kill the whole the whole street, literally. And it's the same thing of authoritarians where they say somebody did something a long time ago, so you're gonna have to die. That's psychotic.
Yeah, it's super crazy. So we dabbled a little bit of where we wanted to go to do street interviews because we were just gonna ask people about the 45th president and about toxic masculinity. And I hear in a loudspeaker, this rhetoric about they're the chosen people of God, and I was like, this sounds like the same Israelite group that was at the Covington Catholic controversy in Washington, D.C. And I went up to them, and I was like, this is a gold mine. Like, I was so happy that I ran into them. I started off really polite at first, you know, what's your group? What are you doing here? And then once I realized, yes, this was the same group and they admitted to it, I asked them to disavow those racist remarks. And they were worse than what they were, the group that was at the Covington Catholic in Washington, D.C., they were worse than what they were saying because they were pointing at me. They were pointing at my friends saying, you deserve to die. God said you deserve the sword. If the viewers should definitely go back and watch that whole video. Because they just keep saying more and more ridiculous things. I end up getting mad, and I start addressing the crowd, calling them what they are. They're cowards and pansies, although I use a little different wording.
I've never seen you use any French, but I mean, I guess this got you a little bit hot.
It did. It made me extremely mad because white people are vilified in the media. The left tells us that we were slave owners and we need to pay reparations and we're bad people because we're white. And there is no such thing as racism against whites. We're fed that in college. I was fed that from my professors at my university.
And they'll have New York Times articles. Can black people or Hispanics be racist? It's tribalism. Of course they can.
This is a party of science and truth and knowledge, but they will completely change the definitions of words to fit their needs. They change the definition of
like
racism.
A man with a large genitals is a woman. No, he's not. He's a man, right, calling himself a woman.
Exactly. They change the definitions to fit their needs, and then they tell us we're the bad people when we try to stand up for the truth. And that's exactly what's going on with those Hebrew Israelites. Why isn't Fox News picking this up? Why isn't CNN picking this up? And MSNBC, why aren't they picking this up? This is dangerous. I don't see, if these were white people out there saying that blacks deserve to die and white people were the chosen people and we are the superior race, then oh my gosh, it would be, we need every white person's head on a stake right now, but they get a pass.
Well, take Sarah Jeong. She said whites need to be exterminated. They're cave-dwelling goblins that live in holes. She can't wait till we're all gone. She loves to be mean to white people. And the New York Times defended that. So this is the insane ethos where they have children's shows on YouTube where they teach Asian kids that whites are inherently evil. I mean, these people are whack jobs. But it's being encouraged by the political system.
It is. It's really scary because it's more than just saying white people are evil. These guys are out there saying that we deserve to die, and they're trying to trick people into thinking that's what the Bible says and that's what the Word of God is. And if you are a believer of God, I'm sure that you know that that is not what God says.
Also, they're taking stuff out of context from the Old Testament when the tribes were fighting groups that would also exterminate all of them. Or they would kill the men and take the women and children. And so those are genocidal wars in the Old Testament, specifically naming the wars. We'll be right back. You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think this digital age, your words go on forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Infowars.com, Newswars.com reporter Caitlin Bennett is with us. And like I said, she's been on fire, really triggering the left and so many others. You know, as the Penn State gun girl. I want to get into you going on Logan Paul, who does reach tens of millions of people. He keeps saying he's the biggest podcast in the world. No, we were the biggest podcast in the world until they delisted us. Now it's Joe Rogan. So that's just not true. But, you know, the guy's funny, whatever. It's kind of the college kids that the tweenies and 13-year-olds, you know, look up to. My 14-year-old daughter, you know, likes Logan Paul, and because her whole school does. So it's important to reach out to these folks, and I'm glad you went on there. I did not put you up to the TurboForce product placement. They look like they got pretty mad about it and said you owe us $12,000. I guess that's how much a plug on their show is. I mean, I got to say, it didn't really sell any TurboForce because I don't think that tweenies, you know, 10-year-old girls, 12-year-old girls, I don't think that they're out there buying TurboForce. You know, our audience is the military and intelligence agencies and foreign governments. And I'm not putting Logan Paul down. He has an important audience, children. But I'm glad you went on the show. So I want to get into that. Then we'll get into the college students, the vast majority saying, put conservatives in reeducation camps, something Hillary's actually called for. We need fun camps for men to reeducate them, just introducing the idea. But first, tell us about Logan Paul. We're going to play this clip.
So when I went on there, I was super nervous because I know that I wanted to bring the TurboForce on there. One, completely as like just a joke, something fun to do because Logan is crazy. His entire podcast, his friends are just absolutely crazy, and I thought they would like get a laugh out of it. And it kind of didn't go the way I figured because then in their eyes, it kind of looked like I was trying to plug something for free, and I was like, well, I'm just trying to be funny. Like, I'm trying to be funny. You know, everybody.
You did great, though. I mean, you should have gone further and dared him to snort it.
I did. I did dare him to snort it. And he's like, I'm not snorting anything on my own podcast. And I was like, how do I handle this? Like, how do I think quick on my toes? Because I felt really weird after that because I was like, oh, my God, he thinks I'm disrespectful.
Isn't he the guy that, like, makes fun of dead bodies and stuff?
Yeah, like, that's what he is most commonly known for. And afterwards,
I gotta say it. He looks like Jimmy Savile's son.
Yeah, but I mean, like afterwards, I think everything calmed down. And then after we were done with the podcast, they were like, "I think we'll actually try this." And I'm like, "Why can't you just say that on air instead of making me feel bad?"
And by the way, if he wants to go to a forest where the Japanese commit suicide, I think they have one of the highest rates in the world. That's his right to do it and make fun of the dead bodies. I'm not saying he should be taken off air. I can say that's very distasteful, and I don't like it. Doesn't mean I want Logan Paul off the air.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you've watched the whole podcast, but about, I would say, an hour in, his co-host, Mike, ended up saying that you belong in a mental institution because of the things you said. And then they tried to bring up the fact that you've been banned off of Twitter, but they allow porn on Twitter, as that you're crazy. And I had to tell them that that says more about Twitter, that they're more scared of Alex Jones and his opinions than they are porn being on their website.
So that's so about an hour in. We'll try to find that. You know, what blows me away is that are they as stupid as they act, or are they dumbing it down for young people? Because obviously they know that Galileo was censored. They obviously know, you know, that Anne Frank had to secretly write her diary. I mean, they know that usually people being censored are good guys, right?
And that's why one of them, the Mike guy, was kind of on the defensive about, you know, Alex Jones is bad. He's being censored for a reason. But Spencer, the guy that I was sitting right next to, he agreed with me. He's like, you know, she has a point that Twitter is censoring Alex and a bunch of other people when they allow porn on their website. So I think that says more about Twitter. He agreed with me. That also, I think I touched a point with Mike as well, and I kind of opened their eyes to the censorship problem that Twitter is having.
Well, I would love to invite Logan Paul on the show. I would also love to go on that broadcast because I'd like to be able to speak to my oldest daughter's audience and tell my daughter, now be good and don't vape like the other girls and don't smoke cigarettes, honey, and you'll be good. But it's just ridiculous to know that these guys aren't making a bigger issue out of censorship. They know full well that we were banned off YouTube.
Yeah, and I think Logan understands that. Logan didn't talk a lot during the podcast. I think he was taking everything in. If you look and you watch his facial expressions as I'm talking to Mike and I'm talking to Spencer, Logan's just listening. He's kind of taking it in, which I didn't mind at all because you know, he's also taking it in, but his audience is taking it in as well. We're, you know, his audience is getting perspective on gun rights and the Second Amendment that they probably didn't think they were ever going to watch. So that's out there now, and they're getting a perspective on censorship. And I think that Logan understands this because I'm honestly surprised that he even has accounts up because of the outrage over his Suicide Forest video. So I think he understands very well that everybody could be censored at one point or the other.
And by the way, I'm not being mean to Logan Paul. He has the same facial structure as Jimmy Savile. Now, Jimmy Savile looked like a pedophile and was a pedophile. I'm not saying that Logan is that. I don't think he is. I'm just, it's shocking that is an extremely English, old English face. And so this is shocking. This is, I mean, I'm not kidding. If you're a TV viewer, does he not look like Jimmy Savile?
I think he does. Yeah, now that you pull the picture up, the facial structure is the same. That's funny.
Yeah, so you know, Jimmy Savile was obsessed with dead bodies.
Yeah, that is super ironic.
I'm just saying, you know, just saying. How do we know that they didn't actually take his brain out and put it into a new clone body?
Maybe it's a reincarnation.
Yeah. I'm being sarcastic. Logan Paul does not look like a child molester. Ryan Stelter looks like one. There you go. Imagine that coming at your kids. Good God. That is the face, ladies and gentlemen. Man, get him off the screen right now. Sorry, Caitlin, I don't mean to be mean like that, but I'm telling you. Ryan Stelter is pretty bad news. I'm still going to stop right there. Let's get more serious, though, and play a few clips of you introducing him to Turbo Force, which is beyond an energy drink, beyond a pre-workout, long-burning, incredibly clean energy. Here it is.
Welcome to this episode of Impulsive, the number one podcast in the... I took two shots last night. I think I'm hungover.
Yeah, this is a first. So he went out last night. He drank a little bit. I was asleep by 9:32 p.m.
These are college guys.
Wow. He was
that learn how to act cool in front of little kids.
Two shots.
It's quite an angle.
Yeah, okay. He's up on me, guys.
That was actually Jimmy Savile's specialty. No, it's just kids entertainment.
So you celebrated National Margarita Day by taking shots. If you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. Today's gonna get juicy. Today's gonna get very, very juicy. As you can see, the guest is sitting to my right. She's already on the set. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce her. She's a very controversial guest, arguably more than myself. Whoa.
That's a bold statement.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Portia on the main stage, the way he's introducing her.
The Kent State Gun Girl, Caitlin Bennett.
Ooh. Yay!
I don't get a clap. Jeb Bush, please clap.
My daughter literally has a Supreme sticker on her laptop like this other guy.
In a lot of ways.
It's actually frightening.
How are you, Caitlin?
I'm good. I'm great.
Are you? Because you seem tense.
I'm nervous.
Wait a minute. She's got one of those stickers, too.
Millions of people will probably see this.
Millions of people already see
this. That's true. Before we get started, you said you were tired.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Okay. Is anybody else tired?
I feel pretty good.
I'm up.
I don't like where this is going.
Something for all of you.
Can you be careful when you reach in your pockets like that?
No.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thanks.
This is Turbo Force.
I'm going to need you to write a check right now.
Energy
for 12.5,
you will ever get. It's the essence.
No, she's your guest, buddy. Yeah. We're going to come back with this. They freak out. You know, when somebody goes on Fox News, they plug their book. You understand how that works, bro? It's not a one-way street here. She had to fly out there, dum-dum.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. It's the Alex Jones Show. It's not just a show. It's a revolution. It's a pro-human mindset jacked into the universe and God's consciousness. It's next level.
Sirens are calling for someone there on the way. Which house is it gonna be?
The string cheese incident.
Wailing and crying comes close still. It's on our street today.
Everything we cover here is important, obviously. All your calls are important, all our guests. But today's next 2 hours are going to be very important. The reason I blew up when Caitlin Bennett was first on is that
I was a little late getting back in the studio from the break, and I was fumbling around, and I'd been shouting orders back there to them about getting up this video that they were taking down everywhere. And then I just started thinking about how they publicly have the Defense Department and the CIA trying to ruin my life, and they have congressional hearings admitting it. We've aired the clips. And the average man I know goes, well, I better not get close to you. What type of coward are you? Those are criminals in the government doing that, just like the rogue FBI group. It's like 30 of them. We're going to let 30 rogue people in the FBI overthrow the whole country? We're going to let a few thousand in the CIA? And I'm not defending the CIA. It's unconstitutional. It's out of control. It needs to be abolished, reformed, whatever. But most people in the CIA actually are not for the New World Order. In fact, police, I kind of got tricked into early on, not thinking police were bad, but thinking the police state was bad, which I was right about. But that's not the police. We're going to get one better in a moment. And then I found out, no, it's the cops that are more awake than anybody. One time they came over to the county commissioners where I was yelling at them and yelling about this and that, and the sheriff's department said, why don't you come over across the street to our headquarters and over here? And I get over there, it's John Birch magazines everywhere and Oklahoma City inside job videos and everything. And they go, look, Alex, we know more of this than you do. Stop it. Why do you think the press is always demonizing us? You know, if we do something wrong, we're not perfect, but they're doing it because they want to federalize us. And the feds are run by the UN. And I'm hearing all this like 22 years ago. I'm like, and then later it all comes out. It's true. The police aren't learning about the UN takeover from me. I learned about it from them. And it doesn't mean the police are perfect. There's some horrible boss hog jurisdictions. There's some bad cops out there. We all know that. There's bad school teachers, whatever. But we've come a long way. But this information about the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Media Matters, Hope Not Hate is run by the same group in England. They literally interface with top TV producers at BBC, CNN, you name it, New York Times. We have undercover video for Project Veritas. They'll put all these videos together. And they go out and they pay people to lie about you, and they try to put you in prison. And then handbooks came out last year where intelligence agencies are paying private groups to then demonize you, sue you to make you look guilty, and then you just, quote, commit suicide, they kill you. But first they shut you up. So people have to understand, folks, this isn't just demonize people, deplatform them, take them off air, sue them, then it's kill them, put them in prison. Tommy Robinson, Roger Stone, myself. So I'm not up here bitching, oh, gosh, they might get me. I'm fighting them because they're bad. I'm risking my life because somebody's got to do it. But this shouldn't be hard. The instinct of Americans has become, let's kiss their ass. They put out these truth charts where AP is the most trusted. InfoWars is the most untrusted. Absolute ridiculous bull. Going back to Caitlin Bennett. Caitlin, we hit that break, and I'm going to finish up the Logan Paul thing. It's kind of a plug for Turbo Force. We need to fund the operation. But then later they attacked me. We have that clip, too. But this is important because then we'll be able to reach young girls, mainly, that watch these guys. You just got out of college, but why do you think young 10 to 14-year-old girls think a show like this is so cool?
I think it's because Logan's funny. I think it's because they're all just goofy. I mean, his new little episodes are him with a midget, and it's his best friend. So it's funny. It's goofy. I don't know if you watch Cartoon Network, but the shows they have on now are just not shows that I used to watch. I know not shows that my mom used to watch. So the humor in little kids today has completely shifted into something that I don't really understand either. I have a 13-year-old sister. She likes all kinds of crazy stuff that I would never imagine liking when I was 10 or 13. So I think it's that. I think that Logan, it's just, he's always been around. He used to be a Viner, and then Vine went away. And, he's from Cleveland. He grew up in Cleveland where I'm from, so a lot of people around me know exactly who he is, how he is, and they grew up with him, so.
So were they actually scared of you, a woman that owns a gun, or was that an act?
I don't think they were scared. I think that they thought that I would cower. I think they thought that I would kind of sit back in my chair and just let them come after me and not have anything to back up. If you guys watch the whole hour and a half footage, they fact checked me time and time again. And every time they fact checked me because they thought I was wrong, I ended up being right. And afterwards, they were like, you know, you're very poised. You're very calm. You had all of us coming after you about your opinions and the way you do things. And you remained there calm and smiling and you didn't get heated once. And I'm like, you know, the arguments that they threw at me were the same arguments I've been hearing for years, so I knew how to debunk them.
By the way, I'd love to go in there and be fact-checked. You're like 95% of the time the TSA fails. Well, they've done that study over and over again. It comes out 90, 98%, and they go, wow, even mainstream news says 95% of the TSA fails. Yeah, because it's an internal checkpoint for the citizenry. It's not to stop terrorists. The borders are wide open, at least till Trump got in. And so, exactly, time and time again, they couldn't believe that you were telling them the truth because you work for InfoWars as if we sit here and make stuff up.
Yes, I've been actually accused of making up sex crime statistics because I worked for InfoWars, as I was talking about how 4,000 rapes have occurred because of illegal immigrants, and the person I told that to did not believe me because they said that InfoWars was making up sex crimes. So the way that the media and the just corporations are turning on InfoWars, they're brainwashing the public into believing that InfoWars logo and anyone who associates with it is bad. They're lying.
Well, that's because they knew it was so effective, they want to destroy it.
Yeah.
I mean, InfoWars is a symbol of Americana, so they can't kill it because it lives on through everybody. But expanding on that, so you think these guys really believe the stuff they're saying versus just playing along?
Yeah, no, they definitely believed it. I could tell they were very genuine. They had their little fact sheet out. They had their laptops up looking at things that they wanted to kind of bring and spring on me. They genuinely believe that. I think that I maybe changed their mind a little bit on something. They definitely tried to change my mind on how I go about things or how I act in public or how I act when I'm doing my interviews or my videos. But, you know, the difference is that the videos that they make, they don't go out and face death threats. They don't go out and face people wanting to push them in front of buses. It's completely different. I'm exposing people. I'm exposing a complete entire Democratic Party that wants to get rid of conservatives and put them in concentration camps on campus. They're going out and playing with midgets.
That's so right. You're on drudgereport.com. You're in the real world. You're in a man's world. You're a woman in a man's world, and the men are acting like little boys. And I'm not trying to be mean to Logan Paul and all these people. It's just, I mean, I did watch about 45 minutes of it this morning, and I was just, it was just like, everything you were saying is like well-known facts. 80% of the women coming up from Latin America get raped. Not here, in Mexico. That's Amnesty International, that's the UN admits that. I tell people that and they go, oh, Alex, you're Mr. Fake News. You're just saying that. So they want to inoculate people so that when our listeners say, hey, InfoWars.com, they go, oh, I don't listen to that. Use that. Say, hey, why do they demonize it? What is it that you really believe? What is it you think he really said? Because I didn't say 99% of what they really said I said. And that's the key here. Go, hey, if it's so evil, if it's so bad, do you want to hear it for yourself? Why they're telling you shouldn't listen to it? Because, you know, he's a guy that talks about people like Jesse Smollett being fake. Because a lot of the time this stuff is fake. Caitlin, I want to come back and get into that university you went to. I've got the article here, and the video is up on drudgereport.com yesterday, and discuss all that. But help us finance Caitlin Bennett. I've got another 20 or so reporters I'd like to hire. I'd like to be able to fly around. I'd like to be able to finance. We cannot do it unless you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want soldiers for truth out there like Caitlin Bennett, InfoWarsStore.com, a lot of great products, you're funding your own defense.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.